Grace and mercy, peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today from Ephesians and from other parts of Scripture for good measure. And as we come to this word, this Mother's Ascension Day, this cultural, spiritual mashup, let's bow our hearts and heads in prayer. Benchmark moments, O God, to mark time and to mark the days of our lives. Whether by culture or confession, you call us today to worship you for gifts given and gifts received. Pray your blessing as we hear your word today. We pray your blessing, O God, as we live out our callings in life. And this we ask and call upon the name of our ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus, and his dominion and authority all over all creation. In his name we ask this. Amen. Well, it's Mother's Day, so let's talk a little bit about the Ascension, shall we? The Ascension of Jesus. Let's not recoil from history, which is the common sin of Christians throughout the centuries, the miracle and mystery of the separate events of Christ's life, his existence. Let's not recoil from them. And while we are accustomed to his incarnation, his birth, his passion, suffering, death, and resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ is equally essential. The ascension is essential to our Christian life and faith. And so, since it's Mother's Day, I thought for good measure we should focus. We should chat, we should talk about the ascension. You know, when we look at the expanse of the New Testament and when we consider what the New Testament church considered about the ascension, there are two particular things that are elevated in Holy Scripture. The first is that in the ascension, Jesus Christ rose bodily to take his place in the paradise of the redeemed, to be with those that wait for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who long for the fulfillment of God's visible kingdom. Jesus got at this, right? And you know this quite well. When he was up on the cross and he said to that thief, "Today you will be with me in paradise," it was Jesus' wink and nod to the fact that that man who would soon die in faith, though a thief, would take up his rightful place in the paradise of the redeemed. When Jesus says in John chapter 14, "I am going to prepare a place for you," when he paints a picture of those mansions that are in heaven, it's with a wink and a nod to the paradise of the redeemed. And finally, when Paul will say in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, it is far better for me to depart and to be with Christ. What Paul is looking forward to there is the day when in his death he will pass into this paradise of the redeemed. When Jesus Christ ascended with his body into the clouds, when he went, as Jacob taught us, up, 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 it was to be with his church in the paradise of the redeemed. That is the first historical expression of the ascension from Scripture. The second has to do with Christ's lordship and dominion. We get a sense of that there in that second reading from Ephesians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul writes, "I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and in the ascension seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now," Paul says, He is above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put every authority under Christ. The early Christians, our forefathers and our foremothers, looked to this truth that in the ascension, Christ not only went to the paradise of the redeemed to be with his captured church, he went to the right hand of God's throne in order to exercise authority and dominion over all the world. He rules as the Lord of heaven and earth. He has laid aside, in other words, the humiliation of his life, his passion and suffering, his death. He has laid that humiliating part of his existence aside, and now he has been returned to his rightful place of authority at God's right hand. Speaks elsewhere in Scripture of these matters. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10 says, "He who descended in humiliation is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe." In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22, we read that he who has gone into heaven is at God's right hand with angel authorities and powers in submission to him. And at the end of Mark's gospel, we read that after the Lord Jesus Christ had spoken in his resurrection to his disciples, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God, the right hand of power, of lordship, authority. The early church did not recoil from history, in other words. They did not commit that common sin which infects us all, and that is to look at the miraculous, mysterious things that God has done through Christ and recoil from them, dismiss them. Rather, the church embraced that history and said, in that history, Christ is actually in time, in history, with the redeemed in paradise. He is at the right hand of God, exercising authority over heaven and earth. So today is Ascension Day. Let's talk about moms, shall we? Because it is Mom's Day. For all the anxiety and for all the worry that moms do, along with dads, mind you, but we'll get to them in about another month or so. But for everything that a mom carries on her heart. Last night, the mom in our house sent our middle daughter, Lauren, out for prom. And it is a restless sleep, isn't it? It's a restless sleep whenever your kids are away from the brood. But especially for whatever reason on prom night. She came home safely. But you know, one of the things I'm mindful for is that if there's ever a celebration for moms, it is the celebration of Ascension. We've talked about how Jesus Christ is with the redeemed. And for those of you who have let your mom go to the other side of eternity, for those of you who have left your wife, your dear one, to go on before you, for you to know that by faith, they are with Jesus. Ascension reminds us that he is there with them now. They are there with him. They are with their Savior. And it's okay. For those of you who miss wives and moms today, for you to take comfort in this truth, not only were their sins forgiven in this life, their eternity is experienced even in this moment. Because the ascended Lord has ascended to the paradise of the redeemed. And for those of you who mom in this world, who worry about little ones whose souls have been entrusted to your care, who wonder if anyone else shares your burden and concern as you, in your home for your little flock and brood, you exercise lordship, dominion, and authority over them, and you hope that they submit, although typically they may not, for you to know that someone's got your back, that beyond the visibility of this present world we live in, there is a Lord who sits at the right hand of God, and he exercises dominion, authority over all creation. There's never a moment of time when a child of your care, in your care, is ever outside of his care. For all the apps that we can put on their phone to tell us exactly where they are and exactly what they are doing, there is no app more pervasive, comprehensive than the Lord Jesus Christ, who watches over your kids. And even though you may look and you may consider that your spiritual input for their life has not succeeded as you would hope, for you to think that maybe your care for them is not as comprehensive as it might be, for you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ, who put those kids into motion in the first place, is still with you, watching over them even when you are a slumbering and a sleeping. For you to know this Ascension Day, that when the Lord Jesus Christ, with his body, by the way, with his body, rose and ascended into heaven, he ascended to a place where by grace he exercises authority, and the filling of this world comprehensively is his desire. You're not a mother alone. You are not in this business by yourself. The ascended Lord is in it with you. And he will succeed according to his will, his purpose, his plan for your children more than you can possibly imagine. We put our faith and trust in him. And while we do not recoil from history, neither do we recoil from the significance of the ascension. Because the significance of the ascension for days like Mother's Day, Father's Day in a month or so, is significant. It's Ascension Day. It's Mother's Day. I'm glad we've had this talk. Amen.